You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are the Morning Shift live from our Kia studios today. Taking a day off from training camp. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, a very worried one, the queen of tofu, and the leader of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And as always, we have the one and only Dylon Matthews. And his significant other was at Eagles training camp yesterday, where she took pictures for Dylon of his favorite team, the Eagles.
How long are you going to continue this
forever,
false narrative?
Okay. Forever.
I was just wondering.
Although
I figured.
I did see Simone with Jalen Hurts yesterday.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Jalen Hurts, actually, because she had met Jalen Hurts before at the Final Four a couple of years ago when NC State was in it. And she met Jalen Hurts through her mentor. Her mentor is LaChana Robinson. So, obviously, she met him again. And Jalen Hurts surprisingly remembered Simone. So, that was cool.
Oh, he remembered her.
Yeah, he was like, good to see you again. She posted the video, and he was like, yeah, good to see you again.
That's dope.
And she was like, you remember me? So, yeah, it's all video.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So.
I saw the video. That's why I know.
Yeah. But yeah.
Where was this video posted? I want to see it.
It's on Twitter. Okay. And I think she might have posted on Instagram too, TikTok. She probably posted them on all the platforms. But yeah,
gotcha.
At this point, I'm just riding Simone's coattails. Wait until she gets famous, and then I'm going to retire and be a stay-at-home dad.
And just play Mario Kart.
And just play Mario Kart. Just stream Mario Kart.
You got to get married and have kids, be a stay-at-home dad.
I know, but that's my plan. That's my look forward. That's a 30-year plan.
That's your 30-year plan. I don't blame you. I keep trying to talk my wife into getting a doctorate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, you should definitely go back to school and get a doctorate. It's like a huge pay bump in her profession.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Right.
Go get that doctorate.
Right. You go get that doctorate, you go make all the money. And then,
as far as my education level in this line of work, it's kind of as much as it could be. You know what I mean? But for her, I'm like, hey, look, do a little online school, get a little pay bump. You know what I mean? Retire a little bit earlier. It's all good.
I wonder how long that would take her, though.
At least 2 years.
That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, at least 2 years. And if she got in the right program, maybe she doesn't have to write a thesis. I don't know. We've had this conversation. She's done. She's like, I'm done. She's got a specialist degree, which is between a master's and a doctorate.
Okay.
And so she's like, I'm good.
I couldn't even write a 10-page paper in college. I came up short, and I was just like, nah, this is what you're getting. So writing a thesis is just absolutely terrifying to me.
Bro, I don't even want to go down this road. One of my professors thought I was cheating because I didn't know how to cite sources when I was like a sophomore in college.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't dumb, but I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm just going to write the paper. He's like talking in front of class. I'll get you guys this grades back to you soon. I'm pretty sure I had one cheater. I'm like, he's definitely talking about me. Yeah, definitely talking about me.
At this point in life, can you even imagine going back to school?
Oh my gosh. I did it during COVID. I got my master's degree during COVID, and it was not fun.
Ooh.
Not fun at all.
I think it might be better and worse. Like, I would probably study better.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I like studying this because I enjoy it. I hate school. I hated school. I was awful at it. I just had no want to be there. Like, it was It was not fun.
Well, it was like the core classes were the bane of my existence. Yeah. But then you get into the communications classes and it's like 4.0. You know, but everything 100%. Else is like, why do I need to learn Spanish right now or art history? Stop it.
I did get an A in the class that no one got an A in. Like the professor at the beginning was like, if you want an A, that's great, but we don't give them out here. You have to go above and beyond. Most people don't get A's and are disappointed. Don't get disappointed if you make a B in this class. So I, to the point where I called the professor, I was like, hey, did I get an A in your class? He's like, did you earn an A? And I was like, no. And you put an A. I always think I've done the best. Did
what
I
actually class get one? Was it?
It was one of my major classes. It was Dr. Johnson. It was the guy that I think is the only reason why I'm sitting here today and graduated college, but because he, you know, gave me that, this is on you, you screwed up, fix it. Speech.
Right.
And it kind of, honestly, it pissed me off. I wanted somebody to blame and I had to blame myself. So then I got mad. And like, so he was like the guy that turned my college career around. But now it was like, he was like, no, I don't give them out. I've told you that. Like, if you got an A, you earned it. And I was like, yeah. I was like, don't worry about the fact that I take one class of tennis a semester just to get into my classes for my degree because I didn't make the requirement. GPA wise.
Well, coming up on the show today, we've got a lot going on. We were out at Falcons training camp yesterday. Had a chance to talk with Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot at training camp. We're going to play that conversation for you. That's going to be coming up at 6:27. More out of Falcons training camp. Caden Ellis joined us for a few minutes after practice yesterday. One of the nicest guys ever. You can hear Caden and Mike totally nerd out about football. It was great. That's
Bo
coming
as well.
Up at 7.
Yeah, I got to give Bo credit because he nerded out with him too, and it was poetry for both of us, I think, to have that conversation.
And then at 7:40, it is Which One Wednesday. Mike and Bo will duke out all my questions. Plus, we've got so much more in between. I do have a story about justice was served this morning, and I'm so excited to tell you guys about that at some point. But I do want to mention, before we get to Falcons training camp and our takeaways from yesterday, we've got another one. Heading to the IL for the Braves, Ronald Acuña came out of the sixth inning last night against the Royals. He's now on the 10-day IL for Achilles tightness.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. It worries you when you have a calf issue and then it goes to your Achilles. And the Achilles, I don't know what to say. If that was something that if he tore his Achilles, you're basically going to lose at this point in the season. It's August. You're going to lose him. You won't see him again at 28.
Right.
I mean, now you're getting into the option years, the team option years of his contract. And you have to think now. And the first thing I read was like, if his Achilles was a tear, and they think that it'll clear up after 10 to 15 days. But if he was to tear his Achilles, I think his Braves career might be gone.
Mm.
And because,
wow,
because you can't pay him what he deserves when he's healthy based on the fact that he's never freaking healthy. And that's the problem. And that's not a Braves fault. That's not the Braves' fault. It's not the Braves' fault he can't stay healthy. And it's not his fault either. You know, it's nobody's fault. But at what point do you say, I can't pay him? Especially now, I'm saying hypothetically. Again, look, guys, he's probably going to be fine. 10 days should be fine. But I went into doom and gloom when I read this because I was like, well, what if he came back and tears it? I would probably sit him until September and then bring him back for a month and if he feels 100%. And only because that's an injury that we've seen in the NBA. If you rush it back, calf, Achilles, they will pop. So don't push it. But yeah, if he was to tear it, I don't know if he'd ever play again for this team. And that sucks. Well, it really hurts me to even think about.
And obviously he realized that too, because he was very emotional in his, when he spoke after the game last night. But rewinding to yesterday, Falcons training camp, pads were on. It was more aggressive. Did anything really stick out to you guys as you were watching everyone on the field?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, I mean, I love being able to hear practice, right? And that's one of the things when, the first time the pads strap on and I thought the competitive edge for both sides of the ball kind of evened out a little bit yesterday. I saw some explosives. I saw some good catches. I saw some good blocks. I saw a lot of people flying around. I also saw, our guys off the edge. Khalid Kareem continues to be a guy who is this year's like James Smith Williams, right? Bo and I showed up last year. We're like, who is that guy right there? It was James Smith Williams. He ends up being one of your starters until he gets injured midway through the season. Khalid Kareem has been that guy for me this year. So all the defensive front, I thought, flew around, and you also had the offense being able to answer at times too. It can tend to look a little bit sloppy at times on day one of a padded practice, but I thought the operation and everything else, the competitive edge with it, was actually really, really nice, considering how hot it was, man, because it was the hottest day of the year yesterday.
Yeah, very hot. It was. I enjoyed just, like, I didn't really – I missed – I don't know how – I don't know if they even did it. I didn't see much – the one-on-one drills yesterday. I was a little disappointed with the offensive and defensive line. But you get to see plenty of it in full go. We got to see Braylon Trice. Mike and I both extensively watched some of Braylon Trice. And it feels like he's working back from an injury. And because we talked about it at practice and then offline about a couple of things we saw from him. And – James Pierce continued to kind of make some plays out there and even making plays when you're not making plays. Like, I've always thought if you can draw a holding penalty as a defensive lineman, that should be a stat. Like, because that push that, and that's a major penalty.
Forced holds.
Yeah. That's a major penalty that now pushes an offense back. And that can be a drive breaker. I mean, how many times last year, Mike, did we see the Falcons get the ball moving and get into enemy territory and close to the red area or even in the red area and been 10 yards holding or, whatever. And so he seems to continue to do things. It was hot. I saw AJ try to make a play to break up a ball and he went down and he stayed down for a second. I was like, was he all right? Is he all right?
Yeah.
And apparently, I think it was his helmet issue. They were working on his helmet on the sideline. So I wanted him to stay healthy. Kyle continues to do his half practice stuff where they're working with him trying to not bring him back from whatever the foot injury was in the offseason.
Kyle had a really good block on Braylon Trice. Bo was talking about, we were kind of focused in on Braylon Trice for a little bit. And Kyle Pitts has not spent much time actually attached to the line of scrimmage, attached to the tackles at the blocking tight end position. But he was a couple of times yesterday and actually had a couple of really good blocks, and actually he was very stoked about those. Like, you saw Kyle Pitts actively feeling good about a block that he laid on a defender, it's not really his game. It's not something that he does very often. You can tell it's been kind of maybe a focus of his or something that he's harping on this year, because he was like pounding in the chest, screaming. He was like, yeah. And when the running back cuts off of you when you're a tight end, it's always a big feeling. So yeah, he was able to do that, and I was stoked about it as well because he was stoked about it.
Well, like, he was very stoked about it. I looked at Bo, and I was like, what he's saying is not PG.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Let's go! Yeah.
Well, it shows you, you said point of emphasis, but people talk about players hearing the noise, and I don't know how much they hear or they don't. I know they listen more than they used to. I mean, just ask Kevin Durant, but if him hearing the noise, and then that's good. That's good. That's a motivator. Sometimes hearing noise motivates people. Not everybody goes in the tank when they hear noise, you know? And I hope that Kyle gets motivated for it, because I don't care where he's at next year. He's here now, and I'd like the best we could get out of him.
And there is so much more to unpack from Falcons training camp yesterday, but coming up next, we've got that Terry Fontenot interview for you. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.